Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled Learning to Share: Selective Memory for Efficient Parallel Agentic Systems. Why this matters now. Teams are spinning up parallel agent-based workflows, and the big pain is coordination and cost. Agents repeat each other, spam context, and spend tokens syncing. This paper proposes a selective memory approach to share only what's useful, saving compute and keeping agents on the same page. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the minute a team moves from a single chatbot to three or four agents in parallel, they start paying the coordination tax. Each agent needs context, so people either paste everything everywhere or wire up a shared memory that becomes a junk drawer. You get duplicated work, token blowups, and contradictory states because each agent keeps slightly different notes. Support triage, data QA, or content pipelines all suffer from this. What we actually need is a disciplined way for agents to share only the bits that help the next step, the final decision, a verified fact, a pointer to a file, not their entire inner monologue.
So, basically, once you go parallel, the noise and the bill both spike unless you control what gets shared. Selective memory says, only pass along the few facts that move the task forward, not the whole running commentary. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We're hitting the limits of naive broadcasting. Context windows are bigger, but they're not free, and parallel agents multiply token use and latency. As orchestration frameworks mature, it's clear we need a memory policy, rules or learned signals that decide what gets shared, to whom, and when, that reduces redundant tokens, keeps agents aligned on salient state, and improves throughput when you fan out tasks. In short, the ecosystem has enough parallelism now that memory management becomes the bottleneck, so a selective sharing mechanism is the obvious next layer.
All right, Jamie, let's get specific. What exactly does this paper propose? Where does it sit in an agent stack? And how is it different from just dumping everything into a shared memory?
At a high level, the paper adds a selective memory module between your agents and whatever shared store you use. Think of it as a memory manager that decides which piece of information should be written to shared memory, who should be able to read it, and how long it should live. Concretely, they score candidate memory items, like a fact, a decision, a pointer to a file, against the needs of each downstream agent. A learned policy, not just heuristics, gates write and read events, and can assign time to live so stale notes expire. It plugs into the orchestration layer you already use for parallel agents, so you don't have to rewrite your agents. You wrap their outputs and queries through this selector. Compared to naive broadcast, which floods all agents with everything, and compared to a single monolithic scratch pad, which becomes incoherent, this approach routes only salient, high-confidence items to the agents that actually need them.
So put simply, it's a bouncer for the shared notebook. It lets in the important facts, sends them to the right people, and kicks out the stale stuff. Mark, in practice, what changes for a team if you drop this into a parallel agent workflow?
What you feel day one is less repetition. Agents stop re-explaining context to each other. Prompts get shorter because you're not stuffing every step's output into the next step. You see fewer redundant API calls where three agents all fetch the same doc, and the state stays consistent. If the validator agent confirms a SKU or a policy, that exact fact gets shared once and becomes the source of truth for the rest. The net effect is lower token spend, fewer confusing crosstalk loops, and faster convergence on a final answer.
Let's make it very concrete. Use case one, support triage. Mark, walk us through how selective memory plays out there.
Sure. Picture a product support queue. We've got three agents running in parallel. A classifier that routes the ticket, a summarizer that condenses the conversation, and a resolver that drafts the first fix. Without selective memory, each agent reads the entire ticket history and adds its own recap. With selective memory, the classifier writes three items: ticket ID, inferred severity, and the suspected root cause as a link to an internal runbook. The summarizer reads those and only writes a crisp two-line summary. The resolver is allowed to read the summary and the runbook pointer, but not the raw chat, unless the summary's confidence is low. You've just cut a lot of token waste, and the resolver doesn't get distracted by 30 back-and-forth messages. It sees the essentials and acts.
So instead of everyone reading the whole transcript, the system promotes just the ID, severity, a vetted link, and a tight summary, enough to move. Now, a second, more advanced case. Mark, takes something more complex, like a search and rescue planning workflow.
Okay. Imagine a command center spinning up four agents in parallel. Weather checks forecasts and wind. Mapping handles terrain and road closures. Logistics allocates vehicles and crews. Comms drafts public updates. In the old setup, each agent drops big blobs, maps, long forecasts, full resource lists, into a common pad. With selective memory, weather publishes only hazard flags and a time-bounded wind corridor. Mapping publishes a geo-bounded route polyline and a closure list. Logistics subscribes to those two items and publishes a deployment plan keyed to coordinates. Comms only sees deployment milestones and a safety summary. You avoid flooding the channel with huge artifacts, and each agent gets the exact cues it needs to act fast.
Mechanically, that's where the learned selector matters. Each item, say the wind corridor or route polyline, is embedded into a vector space with metadata like confidence, scope, and TTL. Each agent exposes an interest profile the selector can attend to, effectively what kinds of items it benefits from. The policy scores relevance and gates, writes, and reads. Because the selector prunes aggressively, you reduce the broadcast fanout, which lowers per-agent context. There is a small overhead to score items and manage TTLs, but in parallel settings, the throughput gain generally dominates. Less token churn, fewer reparses of massive context, and better cache hit rates for shared facts.
Before we get carried away, let's talk about the fine print. Jamie, what prerequisites and limits do the authors call out?
There are a few. First, they assume a shared embedding space and consistent schemas for memory items, title, type, confidence, TTL, so the selector can compare apples to apples. Second, the selector needs a training signal, either labels from past agent runs or a proxy like downstream task success to learn which items actually helped. Third, the approach depends on stable agent identities and declared capabilities. If agents change shape often, the learned profiles drift. On scalability, as you add agents and items, naive pairwise scoring can get expensive. They mitigate with batching and top K routing, but it's still a consideration. Evaluation-wise, most tests are in controlled, simulated multi-agent tasks, so external validity is a question. And they point to future work on online learning, adapting the selector in production, handling more heterogeneous agent types, remote, and adding stronger faithfulness checks so the selector doesn't drop critical edge case info.
Translated, you need to agree on a simple memory schema upfront, keep stable names for your agents, and have some run history to teach the selector what's useful. If your workflows are changing weekly, expect drift and retuning. Also, scoring every note for every agent can get pricey at large scale, so you'll need batching and top K filters. And because their tests were pretty controlled, you shouldn't assume it works perfectly on day one. In plan for guardrails, so vital info can't be filtered out.
On the org side, a few must-dos. Permissioning. Set up role-based channels so not every agent can read or write everything, especially for sensitive data. Instrumentation. Log what gets shared, what gets dropped, and why, so you can debug missing context complaints. Governance. Define redaction rules and audit trails and decide who can update the selector's policy. Rollout. Start in a staging queue with a fallback switch to naive broadcast if something breaks, and document the memory item types so humans and agents use the same language. Finally, onboarding. Give teams a playbook. What items to publish, how to tag confidence, or you'll end up with the same junk drawer just behind a smarter door.
On results, the authors report evaluations across controlled, simulated multi-agent workflows. Think ticket triage, multi-hop tool use, and lightweight planning tasks, with 4 to 8 agents running in parallel. Versus naive broadcast memory, selective memory trimmed redundant shared context by roughly 40 to 60%, translating to about 25 to 45% lower token equivalent cost. throughput improved 1.3 times to 1.7 times as you add agents. And P95 latency dropped 15 to 30% thanks to less fan-out and less reparsing. Task-level accuracy held steady or ticked up a few points, plus 2 to 5%, and they show better cross-agent consistency on facts. Against a centralized scratchpad baseline, they saw less drift and fewer contradictions. Ablations also compare a heuristic selector to the learned policy. Heuristics captured about half the gains, while the learned policy added another 8 to 12% in the cost-quality trade-off. There is overhead. Scoring and TTL management add tens of milliseconds per memory event, which is basically amortized in parallel settings, but noticeable in single-agent runs. All of this is in fairly controlled setups with stable schemas and curated item types.
So in plain English, in their controlled tests, sharing only the useful bits cut about a third of the token bill and made multi-agent runs roughly half again as fast, with quality the same or a little better. There's a small per-item overhead that matters if you're single-threaded, but it fades when you're running agents in parallel. Mark, what should teams expect in the wild?
I'd budget more conservatively. First month, if you keep your workflow steady and set up a basic schema, expect a 10 to 25% cost drop and a modest tail latency improvement, say 10 to 15%. After 2 to 4 weeks of logs and tuning the selector, plus a must-share safe list for edge cases, you can push toward 25 to 35% cost savings and better throughput. But you'll pay setup tax, schema cleanup, permissions, observability, and a fallback to naive broadcast while you debug. You'll also see some early regressions where a critical nugget gets filtered until you tighten rules.
Got it? So gains come, but they come after discipline, schema, logs, and guardrails. Before we wrap, Mark, who benefits the most from this and under what conditions?
Teams running 3+ agents in parallel on repeatable flows, support triage at scale, content or data QA pipelines, compliance checks with large contexts and clear item types. You need stable agent identities, at least a week of run history to learn from, and role-based access so the selector can enforce who sees what. If your work is mostly ad hoc research chat or your workflows change weekly, the payoff is smaller and the policy drifts. But once you lock the schema and add good instrumentation, the savings compound as volume grows.
One line to close. This paper gives multi-agent stacks a disciplined, learned way to share just the state that matters, cutting waste and boosting throughput without sacrificing quality. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/i/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArxivLLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.